This is Keeping the Faith, a weekly discussion about issues of faith, spirituality, religion, and ethics. Now here's your host, Steve Shoemaker.
We're talking today on Keeping the Faith with the author of a book called Group Medical Appointments, Deanne Smucker from California. Deanne, can you hear me all right?
I can.
Great, and we have a good connection. Your voice is coming across the telephone lines very well, or I guess they're probably satellites these days.
Yeah, probably so.
We're talking about something that's relatively new in medical practice, the whole idea of medical appointments, not just with one person and their doctor, and maybe a nurse, but group medical appointments. How long ago did this idea get started in the U.S.?
Well, actually, I think physicians have been doing this for a long time. They just haven't been billing for it. There was a case where a Dr. Pratt was doing this for tuberculosis in the early 1900s. But it's just been in the 1990s that there's three of us that are the main innovators of this, that this has taken off. And what it does is it helps patients have more time to deal more effectively with their chronic conditions.
And so this is mainly for patients who may have some condition in common, like diabetes or overweight, a number of other things you list in your book, but who will gather together with their doctor, with a facilitator, perhaps a social worker like yourself or a nurse practitioner, a nurse, who then will talk with the doctor for an extended period of time rather than a very short 10 or 15 minute appointment.
Right. Right. This is actually, you know, I think about it actually that it's more like medicine used to be in the past before we had antibiotics and all these surgical procedures and, you know, all these technological advances that we had with medicine, is that physicians used to go out to the home. And part of going out there, you know, to treat the patient was problem solving because they didn't have these advanced techniques to treat some of the common things. Well, right now, what we have is a lot of chronic conditions, and chronic conditions really respond better to problem solving than to the surgeries and the medicine of today. So we've actually, it's a little bit of a throwback to that time.
And let's list some of the other chronic conditions that are becoming more and more common as people live longer.
Well, you know, I mean, there's the basic one, heart disease, asthma, weight management is always an issue, depression, anxiety, COPD. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
Addictions, diabetes.
Yes, addictions, diabetes, absolutely. But one of the things that we found fascinating about doing these group appointments is initially I started doing this 14 years ago, and I was the first to do this outside of Kaiser.
And Kaiser is in Denver.
Kaiser is in the West.
Ah, okay.
And it's a big hospital system.
A whole system.
Hospital
right.
Outpatient. It's a closed system is what it is.
Okay.
And so they're all based on just a cost-saving model. But anyway, So what happened is we started doing specific diseases, but what we found out is it's great to mix people who have all different types of chronic disease together, because what happens is that they learn from each other, and providers learn, physicians learn a lot more about their patients in these groups, because we really are more than just our disease, you know. Managing a disease is a lot in common with somebody else, with whether they have the same, you know, whether they have asthma like I might or diabetes like I might, you know, that the main thing is how you manage this. And one of the things that really shocked me is I found out that the management of chronic disease is really the same. It doesn't really matter what disease you have because, you know, a diet for a diabetic is good for anybody. You know, a patient who has had a heart procedure and starts an exercise program, you know, everybody should really get an exercise program from their physician and get checked out before they start.
I can't hear you, Deanne. Are you still there?
I am. I just stopped. I heard something coming through.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, and stress management's all the same. So what happens is this gives patients a great opportunity to get together and learn from each other, because that's where the real wisdom is from each other on how to manage.
I know that when I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes a few years ago, one of the programs a local hospital put me into was in a group to learn about how to change my life living patterns, the decisions I make. And it was a several week-long series of, they felt like classes. There was somebody we could ask questions to. They would give lectures. We could share with one another the successes and failures we were having in changing our eating patterns and so forth. I found it very helpful.
Well, that's great. And, we still need these, even with group appointments, because group appointments are medical appointments. And they really don't take – there's a lot of education, but they're not classes.
Uh-huh.
It's most like a medical appointment. And until you've seen one of these, it's really hard to describe, because they don't look like a class. It's very interactive with patients and the providers.
I notice you have people, you suggest in your book that they sit in a semicircle with the doctor and the facilitator and other helpers sort of as part of that circle.
Yes, yes.
And you describe that one of the major benefits for the patient, and we'll talk later about benefits for the physicians, but one of the benefits for the patients is they really feel like they're partners in this whole process. They're on an equal footing.
Absolutely, because, everybody's sitting down. It's not a paternalistic model of care like we have right now in our private appointments, where we have the expert, the professional, and the patient who's just receiving. It's much more of a give and take. And
everybody has their clothes on.
Yeah, right. Actually, that's pretty funny, because what we do is if somebody needs an examination, they have the opportunity to go into a private room and get a private examination from the provider.
Sure.
But the funny thing is that actually people are very willing to take clothes off. We often have to say, really, you can keep that on, and we'll just take you to a back room, and it'll all be good.
You mentioned you've been doing this since 14 years, since 99. How did you get started with this whole method of group medical appointments?
I had been working for another company, and I had written a bunch of courses, one being a course for chronic pain, a self-help course. And at that period of time, that company went through a bunch of layoffs, and I fortunately got laid off. And I knew that another company in town was looking to start this new program, and I've started a bunch of different types of things, and so I was interested in this, and they hired me, and then we kind of made it up from there, and have been kind of flying by the seat of my pants to figure this out.
Now, tell us a little bit about your background. You're a licensed social worker. Tell us about your education.
Yeah, I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and I always say I got into medicine because I became fond of food and shelter. That really wasn't my intent, but once I got into medicine, I loved it. I'm actually in the Champaign area. I went to school at the University of Illinois, got my master's there, and worked at what was Mercy Hospital then. This has been years and years ago. But anyway, I have always worked in healthcare to some capacity, and have become really aware, and have learned through my best teachers, which have been the patients, about the struggles and challenges they face. And actually, that's just getting more difficult as people try to navigate our healthcare system.
And one of the reasons that group medical appointments make sense is it's hard to get an appointment with a doctor.
Right. And most physicians do this once a week. And so you know that you can get in at least once a week. And that really helps patients a lot.
And how long are these group medical appointments usually? You give several examples in your book, but is there one that's a length of time that's typical?
Well, we set it up according to what needs we're trying to address. But in a typical chronic disease management group appointment, it would be about 90 minutes. And 90 minutes is a bit of a magical number in that, according to adult learning strategies, it takes about 90 minutes to hardwire something. So patients have time to assimilate information. The other thing is that they learn so much from hearing the interactions of other patients with the physician and hearing other interactions with other patients interacting with each other. And so it's a very, very rich learning experience for them.
And how many people would typically be in one of these groups dealing with a chronic medical problem?
I made these groups about quality. I started these for Sutter Health, and I made these about quality. And so what we did is we put about 8 to 12 patients in for a 90-minute appointment. What I found is that anything under 5 patients really isn't much of a group, and that the group experience is really rich if it's between about 8 and 12 patients.
And you say sometimes they could be as large as 20?
That's a very specialized group where you're doing, you have the same group of people coming. It's a bit similar to what you went through, Steve, with the course that you took with the diabetes. Yeah, and so what we do is we do have a physician present for that whole thing. However, there's a little bit of an educational component. And so at that point in time, you could take up to 20. But to really be able to do an in-depth quality visit for patients, and I usually suggest that we put very complicated patients in group appointments because there's so much that they can get out of it to help manage their condition. And so 8 to 12 patients really is a good number.
We're talking on Keeping the Faith this afternoon with Deanne Schmucker. Let me spell her various names. D-E-E, capital A-N-N, Deanne Schmucker, S-C-H-M-U-C-K-E-R. We're talking about issues she raises in her book called Group Medical Appointments, An Introduction for Health Professionals. Now, we're not talking in great detail about the book, since it is a book for health professionals. And although I know some of our listeners fit in that category, a lot of us don't. And so we're talking about what the issues are for patients as well as health professionals. If you have a comment or question for our guest today, Deanne Schmucker, do give us a call. This is a live program today on Sunday, June 9, year 2013. I say all that because, of course, many people listen to podcasts of this program at later dates. But if you're listening live, you may call us right now. 1-800-222-9455 is a toll-free number that people can use from all over the continental U.S. Anywhere the program is being heard online, you may call us. That's 1-800-222-9455 with a question or comment. If you're in the Champaign-Urbana listing area, it's real easy. You can get several local lines by punching in 333-9455. And incidentally, if you missed part of this program, you can listen to it at your convenience within a week or so. It'll be on our website. You can go to will.illinois.edu. And go to Keeping the Faith and hear this program or any of our previous programs going back many, many years, many, many programs a year at your convenience. Well, Deanne, you and I have known each other a long time. We knew each other when you were here with your husband, Daryl, at the University of Illinois and working here before you took off for California. You said when you first got started with this, you kind of initiated your involvement in this. Did you have to persuade a physician to try this method?
Yes. What had happened is the Sutter Health got a small grant from a pharmaceutical company to explore this, and then I was given free rein over how it got developed, And at first, what we found is that we found it, and I still actually find this a bit, it's a little bit hard for practitioners to accept. And I don't mean just physicians, I mean anybody in medicine, because we're so used to that private appointment. And one of the, let me just say something about the private appointment. I think the private appointment is just amazingly fine as it is. What we're doing right now in medicine that I find a little distressful is that we're trying to work all the time on the private appointment and make it do more and make it, and as fine as it is, what we need to do is come up with other opportunities and other ways to see patients. And that's what the group medical appointments do. And
so you see group medical appointments as a supplement to the private appointments that people
already
do.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
It's not a replacement for anything. And what happens as soon is patients actually got onto this very quickly, because people who have chronic disease find that it's really helpful to talk to other people who have chronic diseases, because they get ideas and they learn about community resources and other places that they can go to get help and other treatments that can be really helpful. And so they were pretty good at it. One of the things that surprised me is, and I thought initially, you know, if we get, you know, 50% of the people who try this to like it, that is just going to be such a score. And what I found actually is about 90% of the people like it and want to come back and do it again. And, in fact, the 10% who don't want to come back and do it did rate the program highly, because they saw it as beneficial for other people. But they just it just wasn't something that they wanted to do for themselves. And having liking groups prior to going to a group appointment, it doesn't, or not liking them, really doesn't let you know if you're going to like a group appointment. You really have to try it, because it's so different from any other type of group.
Ed, we're talking today live from Champaign-Urbana, and you're in California, and we're having some special weather issues here in the Midwest, as maybe you've heard about on the news. And
yes.
So we'll be breaking in a couple minutes to hear a live update on our weather situation here in the southeastern part of Illinois and western part of Indiana. So I'll just warn you, I may have to break in and do
sure.
that, because we do have that coming up in just a couple minutes. Before we get to that, though, you mentioned several studies that have been done, and you just referred to the fact that most people are very satisfied with this. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, and in fact, not only were they very satisfied with it, but they were more satisfied with group appointments than they were with their private appointments. And I think the reason for that being is, again, they get more time to spend with their physician. They get more time to assimilate the information that's shared with the group, and they also get an opportunity to contribute information themselves.
We're going to have to stop there and go to our weather announcement. Let's hear that right now.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. We have an update from the National Weather Service. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch effective until 9 p.m., but only for the following counties in the WILL severe weather coverage area: Moultrie and Coles County. This severe thunderstorm watch has been canceled for all the other counties in the WILL severe weather coverage area. Again, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch effective until 9 p.m., but only for the following counties: Moultrie and Coles, and it has been canceled for all other counties in the WILL severe weather coverage area. Stay tuned to WILL for further weather updates.
Thank you very much, Kyle Crow, who is doing triple duty this afternoon on a Sunday. WILL has, I think we would call it a skeleton staff, since we're talking in medical terms today on weekends. And Kyle is doing the technical direction work, as well as giving us some weather announcements as other newscasters are away. I'm Steve Shoemaker, the usual host for Keeping the Faith, and I might just mention that coming up on Keeping the Faith next week, I'll be traveling for the next couple of weeks, and Don Dolan, who has been so good over the years and filling in as a guest host here on Keeping the Faith, will be talking Next week with Kate Morgan Olson and Catherine Gaffney on the air live about border insecurity. Immigration reform on the line in Arizona. That will be June 16, 2013. Don Dolan talking about immigration reform, border insecurity. And then the following week, he'll also be helping out June 23rd, talking about an important issue here locally as well as nationally, the issue of building more jails. And there's a group locally who've been studying that and will be reporting on their study. And they actually have come to the conclusion they believe there should be no more jails built at the current time in Champaign County, Illinois. That'll be James Kilgore and Carol Ammons on the air with Don Dolan, June 23rd, here on Keeping the Faith. Then the following week, June 30, the Academic Study of Spirituality with guest Christy Piper. And her specialty is really energy work as spiritual practice. So she'll be talking with Don Dolan on June 30. I will be back, finally, in July. And on the 7th, I'll be talking with Susan Olson of Yale Divinity School about her experience of adopting a Ethiopian orphan child and the blog she's created about it that's been so entertaining to so many for several years now. That's July 7, 2013, with Reverend Susan Olson from Yale Divinity School. Well, getting back to Dan, are you still there?
I am.
Good, after all of our local announcements. Dan Smucker is the author of Group Medical Appointments. Her book is available the various places you can buy books. It's still in print. It's not been out that long, but it's also available electronically. Tell us how people can find it, Dan.
Really, the best way is to go on any of their typical places to buy an e-book. It's on Amazon. It's on through iTunes, iBooks. It's, we've got it spread out there, as wide as we can spread it. And so it's readily available there.
How much does it cost?
It's $29.99
for group medical appointments and introduction for health professionals. Now, we haven't talked much about how this helps doctors, but let's talk about it. First of all, do they get paid for this?
Yes. What happens is that they get paid just like they would for a private appointment. The difference is that the patients get to spend, more time, and it's longer with the physician. But what happens for the physician that's so important is they find themselves repeating themselves, the same information to patient after patient all day long. And what they find in a group is that they get to say it once, and everybody hears it. And so that leaves time and opportunity to discuss other things. Some providers, they get to practice the medicine that's in their hearts. They get to, some doctors are comedians, and some doctors, like to draw pictures on whiteboards. Some like to demonstrate exercises. Some like to lead relaxation sort of meditations. They get to open up and be more creative than the private appointment allows them to.
Let me read a little bit from one part of your book where you talk about the benefits for physicians. You say, I'm reading on page 21 for your benefit, Deanne, physicians' time and energy are used far more efficiently and effectively in group medical appointments. They're reimbursed the same amount and in the same way as they would be if they raced from patient to patient 12 different times. Instead, however, they spend a relaxed 90 minutes with the group and emerge energized for the rest of the day. They have time to be more caring, more creative, and to provide a broader range of healing. The providers I have worked with, and this is you speaking, Deanne, the providers you've worked with report that they learn more about their patients from one group medical appointment than 10 or 15 years that they have been seeing patients in individual appointments.
Right.
The benefit that most physicians mention is that the time they spend with patients is more relaxed, more intimate, and more enhanced by the presence of the facilitator and the other patients who are in the room who are sharing their experiences.
Yeah, there's a lot of laughter and there's a lot of tears in groups. It's been fun sometimes after walking out of the room after a group's other staff have asked, did you guys have a party in there? And, say, no, but, I thought there was a medical appointment going on, but it sounded like such fun. But there's both a lot of laughter and some tears sometimes, and the other group members really support each other.
Now, patients would typically give the usual copay in the present system. We're learning about the new system to come, of course, but currently they would come in and make a copay. They would eventually get a bill for the appointment, and so the physicians are billing several people for this time, not just.
Right. Well, they don't bill on time.
Sure.
There's a couple ways providers bill, and it's on decision and it's on systems covered. So the decision or the conversation that they have with the patient, and the systems that they cover is what constitutes a bill in a group medical appointment.
Okay. We're talking again with Deanne Smucker. Let me give the phone numbers for folks who may have a question or a comment. We're happy to have doctors call in if you'd like to learn more about this. And Deanne will give you information about how you can contact her directly in addition to picking up her book in just a moment. But the phone numbers to call, 333-9455, if you're in the Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, 217 area code. If it's long distance, there's an 800 number, which is toll-free, 800-222-9455. So that's 800-222-WILL, the call letters of the station, or if you're the 217 area code, 333-WILL. I'm Steve Shoemaker, the usual host of these programs. And again, I remind you, you can listen to podcasts of this program and others by going to will.illinois.edu. Deanne, I have several things I wanted to read from your book. One of them was you have such wonderful aphorisms that you start off many chapters with, and some of them I thought were so interesting. You start off with Schopenhauer. All truth passes through three stages. First, it's ridiculed. Second, it's violently opposed. Third, it's accepted as being self-evident. Is this notion of seeing people in a group for a medical appointment, has there been a lot of opposition to it?
Well, it's a big change, and it's really the first change in the patient-physician relationship in a lot of years, ever since physicians started having people come to their office to see them. And so it's a lot to get used to. Physicians aren't typically trained to manage a group, and that's why you have the facilitator there. But it's a huge change, and it was interesting. First, people would be offended when I'd tell them this is generally medical personnel, and then later they'd say, I've heard of this, but I don't know. I think it's wrong. And later I'd say, you talk to the same people, and they'd say, I've heard of this, and I think it's good for some people, but not for me. And then about the fourth or fifth time I talked to them about this, they say, I've heard of this. In fact, this is my idea. However, I just don't have time to do it. So that's kind of the progression of thinking for this. And that just makes sense in terms of how we incorporate change and new ideas.
And then when you can get some of these medical doctors to actually try a group medical appointment with a group of folks with a chronic condition, they see there are a lot of benefits for them. I notice that you have whole lists of doctors who have tried this and who are just send you enthusiastic emails and long letters thanking you for introducing it to them.
Yes.
What about?
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was going to switch subjects and talk a little bit about the issue of confidentiality.
Sure.
Patients worried about that and doctors?
Well, I started this before the HIPAA law was passed, and I worried about it a little bit. Fortunately for me, I had a bunch of attorneys that I could turn to. And we looked this over, and what we did is we developed a waiver that patients sign prior to getting treatment in a group appointment that authorizes the physician and facilitator the ability to treat them in a group. But, you know, mental health has been doing therapy groups for years. And what they typically do is, you know, they just ask patients to be to keep the confidentiality. And, you know, we do that as well in a group appointment. The third way that we deal with confidentiality is we ask patients what they want to be called, and they write it down on a name tag. And I've had a couple instances where they've picked a fictitious name, but other than that, you know, people really like choices. And group of medical appointments is really about more choices, because one of the things I wanted to say earlier that I eliminated or forgot, but it is that patients have the ability to come in and right away they go to the group room. So they don't spend time in the waiting room, and they don't spend time in the exam room waiting for their provider. They also have the opportunity to leave early. So if patients don't have a lot of time, and sometimes busy business people like to do this, is they'll come in and they get to control how long they sit in the group. And so they'll come for a few patients, and then they might have to leave. And so they get to spend their entire time, instead of looking at old magazines, being involved in the healing process.
We've mentioned some of the chronic issues, but we didn't mention specifically chronic pain. We talked about diabetes, weight management, heart disease, asthma. But you also mentioned follow-up care to pregnancies, depression, surgical procedures, vasectomies, mastectomies, joint replacement. You've seen group medical appointments for all of these things that people have just had very high positive responses to.
Yes, it's been interesting. I've developed over 13 different types of group appointments over the years, and you know we've been basically just discussing one type at this point. But we've used group appointments with total comprehensive disease management programs, like a total comprehensive program for chronic pain or for diabetes. I've started several of those, and or actually many of those. And it's just really been phenomenal what it can do. One of the things I learned is that I try not to limit what this can do, because it's really easy to limit it and make some false assumptions. When you just try it, you find out that it's actually a very flexible tool, and it's flexible for the patients as well.
We'll be having another weather update in a few minutes, so I'll just warn you I may be interrupting you again. But
okay, no problem.
That's what we need to do to let our listeners know the absolute latest on the updates we get from the National Weather Service. This is a live program today here on WILL AM, AM 580, on Sunday, June 9th, 2013. You mentioned people can get your book. How else can they contact you, particularly physicians who might have want to talk to you personally? How can they best reach you? Email, telephone?
Yeah, my email address is like my name. It's DNS. It's DEANNS, like in Schmucker or Shoemaker. At SureWest.
How is Sure spelled?
It's SureWest.net.
Okay. We have a call. Let's go to our caller on line number one. Yes, you're on Keeping the Faith. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this concept. I know that Deanne has been leading the way for this for a long time. And I'm wondering, in recent years, in the medical field, we've had a lot of incentives and push towards interdisciplinary treatment teams. And this is would dovetail very nicely with what Deanne is doing. Have you, Deanne, done any thinking about how this does work with interdisciplinary treatment teams?
Yes, absolutely. Where it works best is doing those comprehensive disease management programs like I spoke about. So, for example, patients would go into the group appointment to see the physician, but then other patients might tell them about the, for chronic pain, for example, the pain class that they could go to, or the neurobehavioral pain program that they could attend, or just other aspects, you know, what the physical therapist did for them, what the occupational therapist did for them, what psychotherapy does for them. And so they kind of refer each other to other aspects of the comprehensive disease management education and opportunities. Thanks for that question.
Yeah, just another comment. I mean, have you had these group medical appointments with more than one physician in the room?
You know, we some people try that, but we really don't do that very often, just because who we really want to help with the problem solving and stuff is the patients. And so we want plenty of time for the patients, because there's a lot of wisdom right there with them. And so this really doesn't replace anything. It doesn't replace, it's just an add-on. It's an important add-on. Right. And it doesn't replace, you know, the private appointment. It doesn't replace education. It doesn't replace any of the things we currently have in medicine.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. And we have another caller waiting on line number two. Yes, you're on Keeping the Faith.
I would like to make a comment on this group thing. That would answer so many of the questions that I have when I can't get my doctors to see me or get me together with doctors who would answer questions. I think it is a wonderful idea. I just want to encourage you to keep on with it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. I mentioned one of my chronic disease issues personally is type 2 diabetes. I find that in seeing specialists, you know, they obviously are very busy. There aren't very many people who are in a middle-sized town who are a specialist at the various hospitals and clinics. Mm-hmm. And so I always feel like they may not be rushing me, but I feel rushed. And I can see how if they had blocked off a bunch of time for a whole bunch of us, it would be very helpful.
Well, and I think it's easier for physicians to relax in group appointments because they're not interrupted like they are, you know, when they're doing the private appointments. You know, they're being pulled in 3-4 directions generally at the same time, and they feel like they're on a real treadmill. One of the things that's been interesting is perception, and that is when I ask patients how much time they perceive they get from their physician in a 15-minute appointment, they generally say 5 to 7 minutes. And I ask a physician how much time they feel like they gave, and they all say 30 to 40 minutes. And this is in a 15-minute appointment. So, but in a group appointment, the perception is very different. I'll ask the physician, how much time did you feel like you gave to the patient? And they'll say 5 to 10 minutes. And I'll ask the patient, how much time did you feel like you got? And they say 90 minutes. And one of the things that I think has really been interesting and a little tragic about our health care is that medical professionals are working harder and harder and harder every day. And what patients unfortunately see is longer waits, less time, less personal attention. And so I think we need to change that around so that we're working smarter, not harder, and patients can see and feel the hard work that we're putting into it, so that they can recognize that that there is benefit in this.
You have a number of chapters in your book that are very practical for people who are professionals. On one, how to let people know about this as a possibility once a group or a physician decides to do this, and you're very, I guess you're very realistic in realizing that people kind of have to be persuaded to try this the first time, and the physician has to be enthusiastic, and you provide a poster, what a typical poster might be to explain it and to attract people, and a typical letter that could be sent out to people, and what the physician could actually say to patients to encourage them to try it once.
Right.
What kind of response have you had to those things in your book, since it's been out a couple years now.
Well, what I do is I give those as examples, and I allow physicians to use whatever of my writing that they want in their own. So that's fine, or they can change it to be however they want. A lot of the stuff in the book is fairly generic, but it's also stuff that I found that works very well in terms of communicating what we need to communicate to the patients about what groups are. And so that's the opportunity, is they can use the stuff verbatim or they can change it however they want. Most make a few changes, but, you know, the idea is, especially for the letter, is for the physician to be able to explain to the patient why, you know, they're doing this in their practice and how they want to make things better for the patient. And they're hoping that this accomplishes that.
Have you ever thought of going into PR? I thought they were very, very effective.
No, I don't do very good PR for myself, so probably not. But thank you.
I was persuaded to try these from looking at the material. We're talking with Deanne Smucker. Her name is spelled D-E-E, capital D-E-E, capital A-N-N, Smucker, S-C-H-M-U-C-K-E-R, about her new book, a relatively new book, Group Medical Appointments, An Introduction for Health Professionals. It's available in print, in paper, and it's also available electronically as an e-book, $29.95. You can search for it and find it. And if you'd like to contact Deanne directly, she earlier gave her email. And I'll repeat that. That is D-N-S, so D-E-E-A-N-N-S, at SureWest, S-U-R-E-W-E-S-T dot net. If you have questions.
W-E-S-T, Steve, sorry.
I'm sorry, what did I say?
You said W-S-T.
I'm sorry, W-E-S-T, surewest.net. She is in the far west in California, and we're talking to her today by phone. Let's see. Let's talk a little bit about...
Let me just say one thing.
Oh, sure.
If people would like a hard copy of the book, that they need to use and should use my email address, and I can get them a hard copy that way. I've gone in public forums just to selling it electronically, but I do have hard copies if they would like that.
All right, so they could go to your email address.
I also do have a web page too. I don't know if you want that now.
Sure.
It's www.deanneschmuckerandassociates.com.
Is associates spelled out?
Yes.
It is and. An ampersand?
Yes. It's the word and.
Yes. A-N-D. Okay.
And they can also look it up under www.groupmedicalappointments.com. And that's appointments with an S.
Okay. Online, groupmedicalappointments.com. I wanted to read a little bit from the letter that you suggested physicians might send out. Dear valued patient, I'd like to encourage you to take the opportunity to attend a new group medical visit program I'm starting that is open only to patients from my practice. My group medical appointment provides you with an extended 90-minute medical appointment. This group includes other patients from my practice. And then you might list another professional or so, and myself, the doctor is saying. I'm very excited about this new program, which will give us time to get better acquainted and to discuss your question and concerns in more detail. This group will also provide you with support and information from other patients having similar experiences that can help you better cope with your situation and live life fully despite your chronic health problem. I thought that was a very clear way to start. And, of course, the letter goes on to give details. About the appointment and how to make it and some more descriptions. When patients get this letter, what's their typical response? How many do respond? Have you studied that?
Well, a funny thing is we sent these out initially and asked patients to try group appointments when I did this for Sutter Health. And so so patients just showed up. They might, may or may not have had a medical need, and you know, we've had lots of learnings, and so right now I go out and help other medical groups start these so they don't have to reinvent the wheel. But, you know, patients were kind of showing up and they didn't really have a medical issue. So so what we started doing instead is we gave them out as the patients came to see their doctor. And so instead of reading and looking for that old magazine, they have this letter to look at.
Dan, I'm going to have to interrupt again. We do have an important update from the National Weather Service.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. The National Weather Service has issued an update. We do have a severe thunderstorm watch effective until 9 p.m., but only for the following counties in the WILL severe weather coverage area, Coles and Moultrie counties. This severe thunderstorm watch has been canceled for all other counties in the WILL severe weather coverage area. Again, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch effective until 9 p.m., but only for the following counties, Moultrie and Coles. This warning has been canceled for all other counties in the WILL severe weather coverage area.
Thank you for that update. Now we're back on the air with Dan Smucker, our guest today, talking about group medical appointments. Dan, one of the things you have in your book is a section on frequently asked questions, which I found very, very helpful. And one of them jumped out at me, which was, are patients in these settings really willing to share personal information about themselves, their disease, their bodies, with other people, strangers?
You know, that is actually a bit of a shock to everybody, and that is they're often willing to share more than they typically do.
More than when they're just alone with the physician?
Yes, yes. And I think part of it is because, you know, really, we understand the human condition. Other people understand the human condition. And so they get a lot of support and help when they talk about, you know, what's going on with them. If I can share a story.
Sure.
We had one patient who was being treated for cirrhosis of the liver, and the physician asked him how it was going, you know, if he had stopped drinking, and he said yes. And so after the physician was done with him, the social worker asked him, who was the facilitator in the group, asked him how it's going since he's stopped drinking, you know, and he said, it's horrible. I'm having all these terrible, terrible nightmares. And she found out that he was actually a sniper in World War II picking off German officers behind enemy lines, and that he had married a German woman and had never told anybody about what he had done in World War II, and he was actually self-medicating his PTSD with alcohol. Wow. And the group then jumped in, and one woman, you know, told him, you know, tell your wife about this. You've been married for 60 years. You know, she needs to know this. And other people jumped in with it, you know, that the VA provides help for this kind of thing. And so he went away with resources instead of feeling alone. And that's just one of a zillion examples of things of how the group helps each other.
And so as a patient, here's someone else sharing something important and yet intimate in their life, they may be able to contribute something, but they also might gain courage to share something from their own.
Yes.
Do you have problems with a patient who talks too much, who takes up too much of the airspace in that 90 minutes with the doctor and the other patients?
Well, that's really never a problem because we do a couple of things to avoid that. Number one, we tell people to keep their issues to their first and primary issue, and then maybe have two other things they'd like to talk about if there's time. The other thing that we do is we tell patients that part of the facilitator's role is to keep track of time, and we want to make sure that everybody has plenty, ample opportunity to talk. And so, So people actually self-regulate, and other times the group will help regulate somebody. So it's the difficult patients are actually much easier to see in groups.
Now, you personally have worked in large healthcare systems, whole groups of clinics and hospitals and so forth. What about a lone physician in a small town? Can they do this?
Absolutely. I've used medical assistants for facilitators, and I provided training because it doesn't matter what profession you are, you still need to be trained on that facilitator role in the group. But they use their waiting rooms, and so we've done it, I think I've done it in about every type of setting possible.
So it helps if you have the ideal room, you mentioned in your book, but it's also possible in a lot of creative spaces.
Absolutely. Not having the ideal room is not a good reason not to do groups because they're so helpful. And, conference rooms, again, waiting rooms we've used, break rooms sometimes, and it's all worked out okay. In fact, I've had very few designated rooms that were designated for group medical appointments to work with.
Oh. Now, what about a doctor who says, look, I'm already over busy. I've got appointments every minute from 7:30 in the morning until 6:30 at night. I go home exhausted. How can I possibly add one more thing to my schedule?
Because, they often say that. But the thing is that they actually see more patients and they get to free up time. For example, if a physician needs more time for physicals because it takes way too long for a patient to get in to get a physicals, he or she can see more of their follow-ups in a group appointment, thus freeing up some time, more time to do physicals. So that's part of the customization that we do with the group appointments to help solve some of the issues that are in a medical practice.
When I first discovered I had this chronic disease of diabetes in my later life, it required some changes that I was not willing to make.
Mm-hmm.
Do people admit that in a group?
They do, and unfortunately, I think there's a lot of shame that is associated with chronic disease, and in a group that goes away, the shame goes away because the fact is that none of us take care of ourselves absolutely perfectly. None of us have perfect health, and there's always something we can be doing to be more healthy. But in a group appointment, you recognize that it's really about quality of life and keeping doing things, lifestyle changes, as you're willing to maintain and keep up that quality of life.
Giving up ice cream has been just impossible for me. I'm sorry. I do try to balance it by eating a carrot.
Well, yeah, that doesn't work. So you eat ice cream in a small quantity, not the big bowl full. But make sure it's really good ice cream.
Ah, that makes it special, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Tell us about Sutter Health. What is that in the West?
Sutter Health is a big conglomerate that has, I think, about 30 hospitals and thousands of physicians, and it's in Northern California. And it's getting to be a pretty well-known system, actually. I haven't been working there for about 9 years now since I went on my own, but they enjoy a good reputation in the local community.
And I've saved the possibly the worst question until right, we're about to run out of time, but how will the new national healthcare system change things like group medical appointments and billing for SED?
Well, actually, for a lot of reasons, it's getting much more, group medical appointments are much more needed than ever before. but because they provide a solution to some potential issues as we try to take on more patients. And there's so many issues with this, like you said, but, you know, we're getting a shortage of family practice physicians, sometimes lower fees from Medicare, the current Medicare program. And so there's a lot going on, and we just need to be creative to have an effective solvent system. And group medical appointments are getting national attention for being one tool that actually helps solve some of these issues.
And we're down to our last minute with you before I have some other announcements to make. Any last word about group medical appointments for our listeners here in the Midwest?
You know, I think change really happens from the grassroots. I think that's where the biggest and best change happens. And I think that one of the things that even if you're a listener and you're not, you know, in the medical system, to talk to your medical professionals about this, and because lots of people still haven't heard about it, and maybe that'll give them an opportunity to get connected with it, and hopefully they'll reap the benefits that group medical appointments provide.
Thank you very much for being on Keeping the Faith this afternoon, Deanne Smucker, and telling us about group medical appointments. Appreciate talking with you.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Again, to contact Deanne, you may pick up her book online at various ebook locations for $29.95, Group Medical Appointments, An Introduction for Health Professionals. Jones and Bartlett Publishers, Deanne Smucker, S-C-H-M-U-C-K-E-R, last name. You may email her to buy a hard copy of the book, dns@surewest.net. dns@surewest.net. I'm Steve Shoemaker, your usual host for Keeping the Faith. I announced last week that this summer would be my last time on Keeping the Faith, and I've had several listeners talk to me this week saying, have you been forced out? We've lost so many good people at WILL. No, I've not. I've not been forced out. The people here have been very supportive of this program over its 14 years, but I felt it's the time for me to call it quits with my age of 70 and the difficulty I have these days finding good people to be guests. I'm no longer getting around quite as widely as I once did, and so I found it necessary to announce that I'll be leaving at the end of the summer. I will be gone the next 3 weeks. Don Dolan will be filling in, interviewing for the next 3 weeks. I'm just doing some traveling with my good wife, but I'll be back in the first week in July. So thank you for listening to Keeping the Faith. This is Steve Shoemaker, and Don Dolan will be here next week.
You've been listening to Keeping the Faith, the production of WILL AM 580. The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. We do have another update from the National Weather Service. The National Weather Service has canceled the severe thunderstorm watch for all counties in the WILL severe weather coverage area. Again, the National Weather Service has canceled the severe thunderstorm watch for all counties in the WILL severe weather coverage area.
FM 90.9. Hi, I'm Kevin Kelly. Our region has no shortage of important performing arts centers, including several affiliated with universities. Sangamon Auditorium is one such at the University of Illinois at Springfield. They've announced their season for 2013-14 with a lineup ranging from the Blue Man Group to Hello Dolly to the Hungarian State Folk Ensemble. On the Monday edition of Live and Local, I'll welcome Sangamon Auditorium's director Bob Vaughn for a full preview. The show airs weekdays at 4 p.m. on FM 90.9.
On the schedule next is This American Life with Ira Glass. Tonight, a show titled When Patents Attack, Part 2, a follow-up to a show about patent trolls they did about 2 years ago. Thanks for being here. I'm Jason Croft with you this Sunday evening, and this is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. Don't forget to check us out online at will.illinois.edu. We offer streaming audio, podcast, feature downloads, program schedules,